Blog Talk Radio. And good morning. You are listening live to Blog Talk Radio with April Vidal today as your host. Welcome, everybody, to the bucket list. It is November 8th. It is Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. I love Fridays. Yes, it's Friday. Big applause there. Again, you are listening to the bucket list. And if you would like to call in at any time today to either speak with myself, April, or our guest for the day, the number here on the Shaken Network is 347-677-0699. And before we continue with our show, I'd like to give a shout-out to Restita De Jesus and Robert Deal for helping me again and continued help throughout my bucket list endeavors. This show is actually an item on my bucket list, so I am succeeding every Friday with making that checkoff mark on my list. Restita, if you're listening, welcome back from the Philippines. I know there was a typhoon going on out there and bugs flying around and attacking you and all kinds of things going out there, and we're just very happy to hear that you are back home and safe and great, and had a lot of questions for Bob about the show while you were gone, and he did a great fill-in job. So to both of you, thank you again very much. If you would like to contact me, perhaps you'd like to be a guest on my show, or you just want information from me about the SACO Network or either any of our special guests that I have on my show, or maybe you want to know about what's the new segment that's coming up for the following week, my email is april_vidal@ca.rr.com. I have two Facebooks you can private message me on about the show, which is April J. Vidal or Miss April Dance. Now, if you want to critique my show or say anything positive, of course you don't need to private message me. Please give shout-outs or comments about our guests. I'm sure they would love to hear feedback, and got a great show lined up for you today. We have a caller. Let me just see who we have here first right off the bat. Good morning. You are live on Blog Talk Radio. Who do I have? Area code 818.
This is China McCoy, California.
Mr. McCoy, everybody, this is our first special guest. And China, thank you so much for calling in this morning. I know you're a very, very busy gentleman, and we appreciate you making time to talk with us here on the bucket list. How's your morning going?
Oh, morning's going good. Glad to be here on the bucket list. I have a good one for you.
I'm excited. Well, first, China, can you maybe do us a favor and just let our listeners know a little bit about who is China McCoy? Who are we talking with?
Hey, everybody. Well, let's start off with I'm an action actor. I do a lot of action movies. I'm actually from the East Coast. It's a funny story. I used to sell cars out there, and then I worked at McDonald's, and one day I said, hey, I'm going to become an action movie star, so I'm going to Hollywood.
Right on. From McDonald's to Hollywood. I love it.
Yes, and off I went. Greyhound bound.
Really? So how old were you when you were selling cars and working at McDonald's?
Well, I started the McDonald's and all the fast food restaurants when I was, you know, late teens. But then when I started selling cars, I was in my late 20s. I do everything really late in my life, I'm starting to realize. But my late 20s. And when I decided to go to Hollywood, I was 35.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So it's, well, that's pretty cool because it's never too late, you know? That's
yeah.
Fine. Whenever it works for us, we do it, you know? Late blooming is not always a bad thing. So you went to Hollywood, and what did you find there? What when you first got there, first of all, I mean, that's got to be a whole new, I mean, it's just the people, the clothing, the food, the way people, you know, act, walk, talk, that's all got to be a whole new experience for you.
It's kind of weird, I guess. And nowadays, if you do something like I did, then I think everything would be like a culture shock.
Right.
But, you know, but myself as a person, I'm very free spirited. So, you know, I didn't go, well, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sell the house, plan the cars, and I'm gonna do this. And I didn't do that. I just said,
oh, okay.
My first thought was, you know what? I bet you I can get all this in California. Never been there, but I'm sure I could. I walked out the house, left the cars, left the house as is, left the door open, and kept going. Never looked back.
Really? That is awesome.
Never looked
back.
That
is great.
So
okay.
When I got to California, then it was, I felt like that's where I belonged. I was on the beach, and everybody was kind of like me. Everybody was free-spirited and doing what I wanted to do.
Right. Okay. And so what did you find there? What was the first thing that, you know, was there something that started right off on, you know, maybe you had this idea in your head, a bucket list item, if you will, or was it just first kind of finding out who you were and what you wanted to do, or did you just go for the first thing right away?
It's kind of hard. That's a good question.
I gotcha.
I think the bucket list came later, like recently. And
okay.
Just having the thought in my head was, I'm going to California to become an action movie star. That's the only thing that was driving me. I didn't know
right.
what I was getting into and how. So actually, when I got off the Greyhound bus, I was looking for where to go to get in the movies. And the bus driver said, well, you need to go to Venice Beach. So that's where I went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then as soon as I got to Venice Beach, I walked onto the beach, and I just saw all these cool things, and it was amazing. It was this weight pit full of weights. I was like, I want to go work out because I love working out. And before I made it to the weight pit, a guy said, hey, I'm doing a muscle fitness magazine. You want to be in it?
Really?
And the way he talked to me as if I was already a part of the Venice Beach scenery or already from California. So I guess to him, I looked like I was part of the norm.
Wow.
Yeah, a pair of boots, jeans, and no shirt. So I guess everybody was like that down there. So I was in a magazine. And then the next day after that, I was on Baywatch.
You were on Baywatch.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And so would our listeners know your character, or were you an extra, or what did you do on Baywatch?
Well, when I first got on to Baywatch, I was an extra, but I didn't know that then. I just thought I was being in a TV show that I saw back east, and I was an actor. So when I talked to
Right.
them, when I first went to the Bay, I went to the set, and I said, what are you guys shooting? And they said, we're shooting, you know, a movie. And I said, well, I want to be in it. And they were like, well, who are you? And I'm like, well, I'm China. I'm here to make movies. And they start laughing like, you're crazy.
Hey, if you don't say it, they don't know.
They don't know it. So I was like, you know, they were like, this guy's crazy. He's so funny. And they called somebody over and said, hey, this guy wants to be in a movie. And they were like, well, put him in there.
Really?
And they put me in, and the next thing you know, I became like, as an extra back, to be an extra back then, what I started to realize was the thing to do. That was a fun thing to do. You can get on any movie, and as an extra, it was just fun. And they were
right.
always quick to put you in lead or feature roles back then, so it was really fun during the 90s. And,
plus you're getting money in your pocket, which is nice too.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't have, when I went there, I didn't have a place to stay, but it was always hot in California, so it was always fun just to sleep out on the beach and look out at the stars and wake up on the movie set every day.
Wow. That, well, you know what, China? I'm not going to lie here or hold back. If anybody's listening that wants to put me in a movie, I'd love to do that too, and I like where you're going with this and where you've been. This is great. From Baywatch at this point in your life, are you starting to look at things, and you may not have realized it then, but when you look back now, were there bucket list items or, you know, goals that you were starting to develop and go for from that point?
You know, I didn't think I developed a goal or a bucket list. Well, actually more of a goal until after I got discovered to be on The Matrix. And then after The Matrix, that was when it happened.
Aha. Can you please tell us about The Matrix? Because I love that movie. In fact, I really wanted to watch it again before you came on our show today, but it just didn't happen. So I'm going to try to get it on Netflix and watch you tonight, on Friday night, me and China. So tell us how that all came about.
Well, as you know, the beach was my domain, and mm-hmm. back then they used to have a poster of me up, and it was called The Most Filmed Guy on Venice, which was me. And,
really?
Yes, I was the most filmed. I was in everything. If it had to do with the beach, I was in it. So.
Wow.
You know, CD covers, you name it. But one day, you know, I'm playing on the beach. I'm flipping on the rings and tumbling on the sand. I'm doing martial arts, and I'm just doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And the guy said, "Hey, man, my friend has an audition going on for this movie. You want to go?" And I said, "Sure, I'm not doing anything."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You know, because I was very free-spirited, so everything was like, sure, you know, I'm not busy.
Right. You didn't really have a schedule you were living by. You were just going day to day.
Right. And so
awesome.
Fun. So he's like, "All right, so meet me here in the morning, and then we'll go out." And I said, "Well, where is he?" He says, "Up in Burbank." I said, "I have no idea where Burbank is, but I'm there."
You're going to make it happen, the China style. Well, China, let me just remind callers, if anybody would like to call in and talk to China, the number here is 347-677-0699. Perhaps you have a question for China about his bucket list items, or you just want to say hello to him. You are more than welcome to. Don't be shy. China's an awesome guy, and we'd love to hear from you. So you went on The Matrix, and what did you do? What was your part?
Well, what happened? I got there to be to do all the fighting and all the stunt work for Morpheus. So
okay.
I had no idea that was what I was going to do. So it was like, I got there and they were like, "Can you kick?" I was like, "Sure, I can. Watch." And I'm doing all these kicks. And Lawrence Fishburne was there, who was Morpheus. Keanu Reeves was there. Trinity, Agent Smith, they all were there.
Wow. What a cool thing.
Yeah, before their perspective characters. And I walked into this big airplane hangar, and it's all this workout equipment, and they're in there, you know, practicing, and then I come in, and they're looking, and I see Wu Ping, and Wu Ping is very famous in China.
Mm-hmm.
He did all the big movies, and it's awesome. So he's like, "Okay," so he's talking to me, and he's like, "This is what I want you to do. Take this punch, throw this kick," and I'm doing all these things, and he's like, "All right, do this fight choreography," which I've never done, so they were trying to show me how to do it.
Right.
And before I left, they were like, "Permit." And before I knew it, I was on a plane to Australia for a year and a half.
Really? Wow. See, hear that, folks? You just walk into someone and say, "I want to be in the movies," and you can do what China did. Actually, China, I would guess with there's probably a lot more to it. You know, you're just a very nice, humble gentleman, and, you know, you have a good physique, and you speak well, and you've got a lot of, you know, you got some moves. So you kind of probably, you know, you were the package deal that walked in. I don't think anybody could have done maybe what you did. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try, But you definitely probably were the package deal. So you got to give yourself a little credit on that. I'm sure they just didn't pick anybody. You were good.
Well, thank you. I thought I was all right. And, you know, people can actually go to YouTube and see my audition. You know, you can go to China McCoy on YouTube, and the Matrix audition is up there somewhere. They'll find it. But I actually got the job, I found out later, because I was the only guy who never said that I could do it while I was doing the action. Because you had a lot of stunt guys who would come there and they'd be like, yeah, I know how to do this. Okay, yeah, I can do that. You mean like this? So I wasn't telling them what I could do and how I can do it. The whole time they were showing me, and I let them teach me how to do it.
Right. That's really good, because they want you to, morph, if you will, into what they want to create for the big screen. They don't want some guy coming in going, okay, well, I know you want me to do this, but here's what I'm going to do. You know, they want you to listen, not talk. So that's actually a great lesson for people just in general throughout life, myself included. So that's great. Okay, so I'm curious. The Matrix was, you know, a huge hit. That was your start. I mean, that was your big break. And then from there, are you starting to look into bucket list items?
Yeah.
Or are we not there yet?
Nope, then the bucket list came.
Then the bucket list came.
Yeah, the bucket list came after the first Matrix and right when we were rolling into the second. And the bucket list was like, you know, I think I want to become an action movie star. Let me just put this on my little list. You know, I think I want to start writing my own movie. Let me put this on my list. I want to produce my own films. Let me put that on my list. You know, I think I want to own my own production company. Let me put that on my list. Because that's how I was writing it. I'm like a sponge, and I'm also like a machine. So I process things very quickly, and I'm watching, and I'm learning, and I'm like, oh. So I don't have to walk in the shadow of someone else all my life, because that's not what I'm here for.
Right.
Wow.
You know what? I really like that you made that point for listeners. And also, I think that's a very good message for children, not to walk in somebody's shadow, you know, because that's where it starts. You know, we get set in our ways, and or we think someone else is doing something. Oh, well, they're so good at that, we could never do that, you know. But you took charge, and like you say, you listened, you watched, you learned, and then you decided, okay, now I've got some skills that, you know, put a little China flair to it and do things your own way. That's actually what this show's about, is to motivate and inspire others. And every guest I've had on has given a different point of view, and I've picked up on one thing they've said, and I really appreciate, you pointing that out. So was there something that you were on your bucket list about an animated project?
That part of my bucket list came years, four years after my first bucket list. I grew up on Scooby-Doo and Japanese animation and you know, different kinds of action cartoons. So I didn't recently start getting into it until after I was, like, molding my first bucket list. And I was like, I'm such a cartoon person. I need to create my own cartoon. And I did.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, go ahead and go back to your first one then, and then we'll that way you can talk about that in a moment.
Okay. But the first thing on my bucket list was, I felt like, and I used to always say this to myself, I was like, if I died tomorrow, did I accomplish what I came here to do? And in a sense, I did, because I came to California to become an action star. And I actually became an action star in my own right, because I went on, right after Matrix, I went on to actually star in my own films, meaning not films that I wrote, but other people saw what I could do. And they go, hey, we want to put you in this movie. And at this day and age, you are the only person who can do stunts and fight and act all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Stuntman, you couldn't cross over to an actor, or an actor couldn't do stunts, but I could do both. So since I had the best of both worlds, I was a hybrid. They used me, and next thing you know, I'm on the front of a movie box cover, and I was like, hey, I just accomplished that.
Yeah, awesome. God, what a great feeling, right?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, I walk, and I think I have some video footage where I'm walking into the Blockbuster, and I'm going, so on this shelf next to, you know, Johnny Depp, here's my movie. Great. Number one seller.
Awesome. Oh, you know, I do like Johnny Depp, too. So if I could stand next to you and Johnny Depp, take a picture, wow, there'd be a fun accomplishment for me. China and Johnny. I'm sorry?
Yeah. I said I'm such a big Johnny Depp fan. But, yeah, it was just good to see that. Like, I accomplished. I actually, you know, and that was the point to me. That was the at that time, it was the height of the bucket list. Like, I came here to be an action star, and now here I am finally in my own movie, and I'm on the front of the box cover with another star. Because during that time, you know, rappers were real big. You know, you had a lot of rappers in the movies.
Right.
It was such a deal. So it said China McCoy and Mac 10, and I was the star, and I was doing all the fighting in the movie, and I was saving the day. And then right after that, I got called to do another movie, and then they put me on the box cover, and there was five other people with me. And the producer called and said, they took everybody off the box and they kept you on there. So you should be proud. And I was like, well, why did they do that? We all did the movie together. They go, well, you did all the work. So I guess they wanted you to be on the box cover. And I was like, yes.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, a little late, but congratulations on that. I mean, it's always, what a great story. And then after you were on the box cover, then where'd you go from there? I mean, how better does it get?
Went into my third movie, went back on the box cover again. It was like a sci-fi movie.
Really? And what was that?
It's called Project Purgatory. Xavier Camp was the director. It's a sci-fi movie. It was pretty fun. It was pretty good. And after that, it just kept going. And I was like, well, you know, thank the heavens that they're allowing me to live. So guess what? I guess I'll just keep becoming more and more of an action movie star. So I scratched that off.
Right. And China, I just want to let you know, you're cutting out a little bit, so I don't know if it's you or me, but just so you are aware of that, and I don't know if I'm cutting off from you either. Pardon me?
I hear you perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay. Then it must be you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to talk about something I know you're excited to talk to us about, which is Killer of Killers. Let's talk about that a bit.
Yes, Killer of Killers.
Let's hear about that. Please tell our listeners, and again, listeners, love to hear from you. The number here is 347-677-0699. We are live on Blog Talk Radio with China McCoy, and he would love to hear from you. And if not, just sit back and enjoy the rest of the show. Okay, so Killer of Killers. How did this get started?
Killers of Killers, and if that's something my listeners like, it's an assassin action film that I actually wrote and producing. And right now, if like a lot of listeners, some know about the film business, some don't. But you write a movie and you give it to a producer, and then they start to put numbers to it, and then they take it to the film market, and then they sell it to different territories. So that's how a lot of times the movies get dispersed. And once the movies get dispersed to different territories, then they'd be like, oh, okay, so here's some money. Go shoot your movie. So that's on my fucking list. That's part of my bucket list, and that's what I've accomplished. So I wrote Killers of Killers, which is an assassin film. My character actually doesn't kill kids, and the corporation wants me to kill this political figure and his kids. And I'm like, I'm not going to do it. And they said, well, if you don't do it, then you're the target. And I said, well, you know what? I guess I'm the target. So they send an entire world of killers after me. So all the international killers in the entire world come after me, from Russia, China, Japan, Korea, you name it, Thailand, they all come after me.
Well, that's exciting. Oh, my gosh. And you can't tell us where it ends, can you?
Huh?
You can't tell us the outcome, can you?
Well, the title says it all. Well, the tag
says
it all.
Yeah.
I become the killer of killers.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you're not killing children. I appreciate that. That's good. That's good. I like that. I have a hard time watching movies, whether it be at home or on Netflix or in the theater, that it's very difficult to watch stuff like that. And I know sometimes, that's in some ways, what attracts certain individuals to movies, but I'm with you on that one. So thank you for that. Very thoughtful producing there. So in this film, do you have any names that we might recognize, or are these all a network of people you've just worked with along the way?
Well, there will be some names along the way. We're trying to make
mm-hmm.
sure that happens. So we're patiently stacking our deck with them first, and hopefully they'll come on board. A lot of them like what we're doing. They love the script. But right now I'm actually trying to get my brother Tiger Chin in my film. So that would make the movie very interesting.
Tell me a little bit about Tiger.
Yeah, if the listeners don't know who Tiger Chin is, Tiger Chin and I started on The Matrix when it first came out. We became brothers on the set, which I guess was over 10 years ago, maybe almost 50. Oh, my gosh, I'm old.
How old are you, China? Do you mind saying?
48.
Okay, you're not old. I'm actually your elder. I just turned 50. So,
I have a hard time convincing people I'm 48, and I get into arguments because they're like, no, stop lying. Let me see your license, because I thought you were 30. They all think I'm 30. I'm like, hey, it's a new age.
That is awesome. Right.
Let me get back to Tiger. So Tiger, I have another film coming out, which is called Kung Fu Hero, and Tiger Chin is the star. And Tiger had just did a movie with Keanu Reeves called Man of Tai Chi. So if you listeners like action movies and you like Jet Li or Jackie Chan or Donnie Yen, then check out Tiger Chin in Man of Tai Chi. So that's my brother. So he went from helping doing stunts on The Matrix as well, and helping create fight choreography, to starring in his own movie, to making a movie with Keanu Reeves, which put him on the map.
Wow.
He is who I'm trying to get into Killers of Killers as the villain.
Which will be good for both of you. That's, pay it forward. That's awesome. He'll be helping you. You'll be helping him. It'll be a great thing. I'm really looking forward to the finished project of Killer of Killers. And I'm curious, when it's all done, who will be on the box cover? I'm wondering it.
Well, I hope me and my brother, because the fact that he did Kung Fu Hero, which was shot in China, it was him who helped me. He flew me out there, him and Keanu. I got to play the bad guy in his movie. So now I'm now making a film. So it's like, hey, you helped me, so now it's my time to help you.
That is awesome. Well, China, I want to take the opportunity to thank you again so much for joining us on this show. I know you're also working on something with our guest that will be coming on shortly, and I'm not going to say the name of it yet because I'll let him talk about that. He also, had awesome things to say about you to me previously, and I also want to mention my husband met you, and I'm a little bit jealous. So truly, I mean this when I say it, a small goal on my bucket list is to hopefully someday meet you in person. You seem like a very nice gentleman. My husband had nothing but great things to say about you, And I just appreciate your time. And we look forward, so forward, to seeing you in more movies and continued good health to you. And thank you so much for sharing your bucket list with us.
Thank you very much. And thank the listeners
as
well.
All right. Yes, China. And you're more than welcome to stay on. Or if you've got to go to work, you have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
You as well.
All right. Thank you, China.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, and next up, we're going to take a little break, and our next guest is Robert Parham, and Robert has done many things in his past, and he's on his way to do some great things for his future. We'll take a break, and we'll be back shortly. If you want to call in, the number again is 347-677-0699.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn... is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And now, on with the show.
And welcome back. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. We just finished a wonderful discussion with China McCoy, and we thank him again so much for joining us on the SACA Network live on Blog Talk Radio, discussing his past, present, and future bucket list. We have up next a guest we're hoping he's going to call in. His name is Robert Parham, and we do have a caller. Let's see who this is right now. Area code 707, you're live on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Robert Parham.
Well, good morning, Robert. Happy Friday. How are
Hi,
you?
April. I'm fine.
Good. Oh, my gosh. I looked at the area code 707. And I thought, I hope that's him, because I had no clue. Well, welcome. How's your day going so far, Robert?
It's great. You know, I'm alive. I'm above ground. Everything's great.
Awesome. Well, I don't know. Were you able to hear some of China's discussion there with his bucket list?
China's my big brother and like my mentor in this whole thing, and he's a hard act to follow. But yeah, I listen to him very much, and I've heard some things that I haven't heard before from him. So it's still interesting, you know.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, we are so, so happy to have you this morning. And I want to start by thanking you. We appreciate your time. I know with hardworking gentlemen as yourself and China, it's hard to get away sometimes, especially on a Friday. So thank you again for being with us. And callers, if you would like to speak with Robert Palm, the number here is 347-677-0699. If you want to just say hello to him or maybe ask him a question, or maybe you're just a friend or family member that wants to call in and say good morning, or maybe you have a question for me, go ahead and please call in. Robert, let's go ahead and get started. Obviously, you know, we're here on the bucket list. And I talked to you previously about a few things that you would really like to do, and I'd kind of like to save what you're currently doing for last.
Okay.
So you mentioned something about going to France. Can you give a little background on that?
I think France, despite what many people say, is probably one of the greatest countries, at least architecturally, in the world. And I've always wanted to go there. I've always wanted to go there. And then, you know, since I can remember. And, you know, my daughter, God bless her soul, my oldest daughter had an opportunity to go there, and I'm a little jealous about that. So I have to go to France. I just have to do it.
Well, our kids normally, I think in life, as time goes on, we do more than our parents did. Our children get to do more than we did. And I think that's good because we always want better for our children. But, you know, but what would really be cool is, you know, if you went to France, maybe your daughter could go back with you again and she could be your tour guide. You know, that'd
exactly.
be kind of a cool thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Especially since she knows where everything is because she's already been there.
Right. Well, except then, you know, her bucket list, she'll have two marks on France, and you'll only have one. So she'll still have one up on you. That is cool. You know, I don't do a lot of world travel. I'm not fond of flying. My husband normally and my family, they push me on an airplane. And my husband, I don't know how this always works. He says he doesn't do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow the family is always sitting together on a plane, and I am way in a different section. I don't know if I believe him or not, but, you know, that's one of the ways, the only ways really I can deal with it, because if I'm with them, I'm going to drive them nuts.
Right.
But if I'm alone, I can't really, there's not much I can do. So France, I don't even know how long is a flight to France. I have no idea.
Like 14 hours.
Okay. Well, then let me know
from
how France was when you come
from
back.
From the East Coast. From the East Coast.
Got it. Well, that is cool. You know what, Robert? We have a caller. Let's see who's on the line. Let's see here. Okay, we've got area code 209. You're live on the bucket list. Who are we speaking with?
I guess that would be me, Rick H. Jones.
Rick.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Rick H. Jones. Good morning.
Glad to admit it to you. Glad to admit it to you.
Good morning. Rick, are
good morning,
you,
my friend. Good morning, my friend.
Are you an acquaintance of Robert?
Oh, long time acquaintance, yes. Da.
Do you have a question for Robert, or do you have something on your bucket list that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, whenever you go to France, let me go with you. Miss World Travel very much. Love World Travel. I have passport.
Okay. But if you can't ride, because none of us will be. We'll all be sitting in the back by the tail.
Okay, so Robert Palm.
Yeah, I have one thing I can say is that he's a good guy to work for. He's a great director. The fight choreographed was really good. He made me look really good. I made him look really good. So that's what I can tell you about Robert. He's just a cool guy.
Thanks, Rick.
Now, oh, awesome. And Rick, do you have something on your bucket list that you might want to share with us since we have you live?
Well, just continue working towards, quote, the big time, and that's what I'm working at right now, so I can leave the civil service and go full-time into acting and things like that.
Well, very good. And where are you residing now? Where are you calling from?
Well, not farther south, but in the Central Valley town of Modesto.
Awesome. Very nice. And what's the weather out there right now? Because here it's very sunny and beautiful.
Not the same. It's just a little cooler.
Okay. Got it.
Say, Billy, when it's frozen over solid.
A man of many voices. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for calling.
I appreciate Robert asking me to call. You'll hear from Vladimir soon.
I have a job for you.
Oh, you're wonderful. Well, you may stay online with us if you'd like. And
sure.
All right.
You know, I've been getting questions too. If you want me to answer any, but I'd love to listen. I've never been on blog radio. New experience.
Oh, no experience. Well, you're doing a fine job, sir. All of you are doing a fucking job. Well, let's go ahead and find out here, Robert. Another interesting thing you mentioned, which really freaks me out, is this this need to bungee jump.
Yes. Yes. I have this fear of heights, you know, and
okay.
not long ago, I jumped out of an airplane, you know, parachuting, yes. And,
okay, I'm sweating.
And now I have a need to jump off of something tall with a rubber band attached to my ankle.
Oh, my gosh.
The thing about control, you know, I have to overcome some fears that I have, and that's one of the biggest fears I have. So I do that. Checked it off my bucket list, and hey, maybe I won't be as scared of heights anymore, but, you know, it'll still be there, but I did it.
Right. Well, that is, you know what, I'm afraid of heights, but I do not want to bungee jump. I don't. So see, some of the things you want to do, I mean, those, they're frightful to me. They're absolutely frightful. And I, too, want to, you know, I have fears I want to overcome. So I have to overcome the fear very calmly and in very small steps. I can't go wrapping things around my ankle and have somebody throw me. But, you know, Robert, we have another caller. Let's see who we've got here.
All right.
All right. Let's see. It's the area code 951. Who are we speaking with on live Blog Talk Radio?
It's me. Hi, Miss April.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Kathy, your number one fan in Marietta, California.
Kathy. Well, now, wait. I know many Kathys. Which Kathy is this?
Kathy Bears.
Your number
Kathy
one Bears, fan,
good
Mama.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I've always wanted to call and talk to you.
Well, that's wonderful. Do you have a question for our guest, Robert Palm? Or do you have an item on your bucket list?
I do have an item on my bucket list.
Okay. What is it?
I want to know what it is. My bucket list, my number one priority right now, is to get my teenager to learn to cope.
To learn to cope.
Uh-huh. It's a test.
Well, that, you know what? That's a good one. I think we all struggle with that. Right, Robert?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we struggle with that. You know what I would say? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, but I am a mom. My only suggestion would be, and the biggest one, yeah, is just to have patience with yourself, have patience with your children. Whatever they do, that's what we have to do. We have to exercise patience. It's a learning process for parents and children at the same time. We're going down the same road, yet somewhere it forks off and splits, and neither one of us has any idea how to help each other, so it's just one day at a time.
It is. It is. It's been tough, though. She's been exceptionally hard compared to my older one, who's 26. She's different. She thinks of things different. And getting her to sleep at night is even very difficult sometimes. So this is my bucket list. You know, it's mostly about her, getting her back on track at school, getting her back on track in life, as, you know, in general. So it's been a fun little ride with her.
Well, good luck to you, Kathy, and I really appreciate the call. It's always nice to have a call from my roots here in Murrieta. And you're welcome to stay on and listen, and thank you so much. Awesome. Well, I've got about four callers going here, Robert. So, Kathy, can you give a shout-out to Robert?
Shout-out to Robert.
Yay!
I love you, Miss April. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a good day, honey. All right, Robert. We've got area code. We've got somebody else here. Area code, let's see. Who do we have? 209?
Uh-huh.
Who's 209?
Well, I guess that would be Vladimir again, but I'm just listening.
Oh, Vladimir. Okay, hold on, Vladimir. We've got area code 228 live on Blog Talk Radio. Who am I speaking with? Oh, we just lost them. Area code 228. Call me back if you'd like. I just put you on the air and you disappeared. All right, so I'm sorry, I did not realize we had Vladimir still with us. Hang in there, Vladimir.
Bye.
Robert.
Yes.
Curious. I'd like to hear about, can you give us a kind of a quick background on the award for the 5-time champion of kickboxing, and then I'd like to move right into the Bullets, Blades, and the Blood project you're working on.
Okay. Just real quick, as I grew up in the martial arts and around the martial arts, I was in the sport karate arena, and I had some friends who kickbox, and they said, hey, man, you should try to kickbox. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, I boxed previously, you know, as a teenager and a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this promoter that I connected with, and he said, hey, I can get you a shot at the title in your second fight. I was like, what, really? It's like that? He said, it's like that. So I kickboxed. And one thing led to another, and I ate a lot of ice cream and kept jumping weight divisions, and boom. There it was.
Wow. Awesome. And from that, then you go into big things with producing, acting, directing. Can you tell us the big news about this Bullets, Blades, and Blood?
Well, that, of course, is one of my big bucket list items. You know, I've been an extra in some films and, you know, done some shorts, but I've always wanted to write, direct, and star in a feature film, one that's entertaining.
Right.
So me and my big brother China kind of put our heads together and came up with this script. You know, he keeps encouraging me to do this, do that, do this, do that. And we're making a movie, you know, and I've got some pretty connecting with a lot of my martial arts friends and a lot of local talent to get this done. You know, I've got a great action director, Art Camacho, is involved in the project.
Wow.
Right now with Cynthia Rothrock, TJ Storm. Have MMA fighters, Shoni Carter, Shannon Rich. I've got former world boxing champion Tony the Tiger Lopez. I mean, you know. All of these people are coming together, you know.
What a great lineup.
Yes, and then, of course, we've got your husband, Darryl Vidal.
Oh, yes, Daryl. And if Daryl's listening, I'm sure he's starting to blush already. his nickname is Mr. Ultra Humble. He just, somebody says his name and he cringes. But how nice of you. You know, let me see. We have a caller here, Robert. I want to make sure we get them on. This All is right. area code 818. Good morning, Friday. Happy. We are on Live Blog Radio.
Well, good morning. I heard a lot about Robert, but I understand he's just a pretty boy that can't get a real job. Is that true?
Oh, listeners, this is Bob Deal. All right. Don't hold back, Bob.
I see Robert once a year. I had to call in and say hello. We see each other at the Masters. And it's really funny you mentioned about bungee jumping, Robert, because I've always wanted to do it, but I'm afraid they're going to throw me off a 50-foot cliff with a 60-foot bungee.
Oh, goodness gracious. You have to tie it, man. You have to tie it. Or get longer legs. You have to get longer legs.
How are you doing, Bob?
Doing well. Thank you, Miss April.
Good. For our listeners, Bob and Restita on the Seika Network, they actually have an anniversary show coming up. That's this Sunday, am I right?
That is correct. You know, and Robert Parham was my second guest.
Yes.
Oh, you better remind him to call in.
I will be calling.
I have.
Yes, sir. I will be there.
Awesome. That is for the Dynamic Dojo show. So please tune into that this upcoming Sunday. Is that 6 o'clock Pacific time, correct?
6 o'clock Pacific, absolutely. And thank you for the plug. I didn't expect it, but I do appreciate it. Robert, but I wanted to know, how are you?
I'm doing great. You know, all my efforts right now are focusing on completing this movie. We hit the 50%. Mark, as far as filming is concerned. So, you know, when you guys don't see me on Facebook or you don't hear from me, I'm hard into this movie.
Very good.
Now, how long of a project is it in time frame?
As far as the movie is concerned, it'll be
How long did it take?
It's a feature-length film. It'll probably run about 80 minutes, but I think we first started filming in May or June. Yeah, May or June. And then we took a break after one of my mentors passed, after Grandmaster Kelly, Jim Kelly passed. We took a break. And then we got right back on track. You know, I think we took a month off. Then we got back on track. So here we are.
Very good.
Is it going to theaters or straight to video?
Well, we're talking to some people in distribution right now, and we're getting a trailer cut. And we'll decide after they see the trailer.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, I'm going to get
off. Awesome.
Robert, I always, you know, you and I are friends, and I always wish you the best. I just wish we saw each other more than once a year.
Right. I appreciate it.
For like 10 minutes.
Bob Deal, when you called him a pretty boy, when I met him at the Masters Hall of Fame, when my husband took me as his guest, we got to sit at the table with Robert, and I leaned over to my husband, and Robert doesn't know this, but I leaned over to my husband and I said, ooh, he's a very handsome man.
Yeah, he is. I hate him. I really do.
To all my fighting, I was beat up to look this way.
That's right.
Very nice.
O'Neill was his plastic surgeon.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for calling in. I love when you call in. I'm sure Restita is, you know, on a whole different Philippines time thing going on. She's probably sleeping.
No, she is awake. I did ask her if she was listening. She didn't answer me back, but I'm sure we always try to listen to everybody's show. It's just hard between – we have 4 shows on now. So it's hard to listen to everybody, but I try to listen to yours every week.
And whose fault is that we have 4 shows? Whose fault? That just means you guys are.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and we love you guys, and you're awesome mentors, and I appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you so much, and you guys have a wonderful day.
All right.
Okay,
you too,
Bob. Have a happy
Take
weekend,
care,
and we'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Robert, so.
Yes.
He asked a lot of the important questions about the bullets, blades, and blood, and how nice of him to, call in. And I'm just excited to see where this project takes you, because I can see a lot of good things down the road for you.
Well, you know, a lot of people get into the film industry for, financial security or, superstardom, but I'm just here with a bunch of friends, and this is something that I want to do. So I'm just a guy trying to put some gas in my car. That's all,
lovely.
Some big, you can't unapproachable guy like some people that I know, or et cetera and so forth. I've got some great friends, Tarek Hussein, and these guys, Will Yick, Jason Sterling, Rick Jones, who was just on the line, and I've got students in Mississippi, Grandmaster Rick Barber, Grandmaster Telesocia, the list goes on, and I just want to give, I just want
right.
to give. I want to give an opportunity that I can help somebody reach their dreams or reach their bucket list. That's all.
Well, you know what, Robert? That is, I wish there were more people like you, and it's refreshing to hear, what drives you. And really just being a humble, kind individual, it sounds like, is your deal for your bucket list and to live your dreams and to live them happy and to give to others is an awesome attribute. I appreciate you coming on our show so much, and I hope we get to see each other. I want to meet – well, I've already met you once, but we didn't really get to talk. I just got to admire your beauty from afar. So. Ed Parker was wedged in between us, Ed Parker Jr., and
right.
that table was, I'm telling you, was the happening table,
Yeah,
you know?
We had the greatest table. We did have the greatest table, no
yes,
doubt.
We did. But, I hope to meet some more of these people. I know my husband has already said, I think we're going to go to the Masters in Texas. And I said, here comes that flying. I don't know. I think California is good for me. But anyway, Robert, I just want to wish you much luck. Go bungee jump in France, be in a movie, take your daughter, just combine all three at once and live your life. Live your dreams, and you're definitely someone that is living and going out and getting it, and you're just awesome, and thank you so, so much.
I'm not as awesome as you. Remember that.
Pardon me?
I said, just remember, I'm not as awesome as you are.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give myself an applause along with you. Here we go. Yay! Well, Robert, thank you again so much. I'm going to go ahead and go to our birthday segment next, and we hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
All right, Robert. Good luck to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Robert Parham, and what a great morning this has been with Robert and China. All right. Let's go ahead and go to our birthday segment this week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much for listening to The Bucket List. Everybody have a wonderful day. And next week, we'll be hearing from dancers, the bucket list of dancers. Have a great morning, everyone. Take care.